This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And for today's edition of House Guest, we welcome to the awesome morning show Munisha Singh. Munisha is with Worldwide Mosaic, among other things, an opportunity to learn about their cultural awareness workshops, which are designed to enhance our ability to connect with and deliver effective services to ethnically minority communities. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Munisha. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the invite, Chef.
Tell us about Worldwide Mosaic and your relationship with it. When did that start?
The journey started in 2022. There were deaths of three infants in, so I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 26 years. I'm from South Africa, but I've worked in the DHB for the last 20 years. In 2022, it was around the Diwali time, which is now, there were three deaths of little infants. Two were Indian and one was a Samoan baby. I was asked by my clinical lead to look at the events with her. And when we looked at the events, we recognized that communication is an issue, especially for new migrants coming into the country. For the first mom that had lost her baby, certainly communication was key in that she didn't quite understand her diagnosis and how serious it was. She was flown from Christchurch to Dunedin without her husband, and she demanded that she wait for her husband to come before having a cesarean. Unfortunately, that baby passed away due to miscommunication or misunderstanding. So in March 2023, I ran the first multicultural study day for the DHB, invited communities from North and South India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Syria, and Africa, as well as Pacifica, to come in and just talk about their journeys into the healthcare system. I opened the space for them. I didn't know what they were going to speak about. But what they spoke about was quite powerful. About 60 of our staff from the DHB attended. And after the study day, I collated the feedback and thought, oh, I can't leave this work because it's quite important work. So we hear stories about the difficulties that migrants face when coming into New Zealand, not understanding the systems. Things as simple as shopping is difficult, especially for our refugees, and language, English being the second language, and just those misconceptions in terms of medical terms used when they do come into the hospital. Post the study day, I got a working group together in Te Whati Ora and presented the clinical council with a multi-ethnic strategy. The board approved the strategy, but said that it had to align with national and regional efforts, and it had to work in existing budgets. Te Whati Ora is going through a lot of disestablishment in roles, and so the work came to a stall. When it came to a stall, I was still receiving stories from our communities telling us how hard it is for them to come into the hospital and just the difficulties they face in terms of appointments and communication. So I thought to myself, I can't leave this work. And so I looked for a web designer to design a website for me. I looked at international literature from both, several countries, the UK, Australia, and then brought the resources together for New Zealand population. So I looked at the demographics. In the resources, I talk about the demographics in New Zealand, the language that they're speaking, the religion, and then I go into verbal and nonverbal communication and the maternity practices and health practices that differ from a very Eurocentric view in terms of coming into hospitals or healthcare settings. Yeah.
That is quite a story. And the catalyst for you developing this idea, obviously very extreme examples of where miscommunication can have very real and quite drastic impacts. Did you find that when you were raising this issue amongst others in the field, other professionals, that they said, oh, yes, we really must do something about this? Or was there an awareness that of the degree of difficulty there?
I've had a lot of difficulty with getting this across in terms of the hospital management, and hence I have So basically, the hospital said no to the work once it was completed. And so I had to look outside and think, what do I do with my work? My work is ready. I've got a team that's ready to now talk about their cultures, their nuances that might happen. So what do I do with this work? I sat with the work for about 6 months and then thought, oh, I can't leave this. I'm going to just take it out of the hospital and open it up to the communities, which is what I've done. So we now offer four-hour workshops for minority ethnic groups. And to start the workshop, I talk about the statistics and the statistics going into 2043. And I guess the statistics talk about the population of migrants being 1 to 4 by 2043. And so that means that every fourth door you knock on in your neighborhood is going to be a migrant. And so I talk about the statistics in the workshop, and then I have a research cultural safety within the New Zealand context as well as internationally. So I talk about cultural safety, cultural awareness in the workshop. Once I've completed my bit, which links up to stories of diversity and racism and, you know, just your DIE subjects, Zaguna is a refugee that came to New Zealand about 18 years ago. She worked with me in the neonatal unit, and we worked together for quite some time. And so she talks about her journey coming into the country and the difficulties that she faced in terms of even just nursing practice. And so she talks about that and links it back to trauma-informed care, which is a little bit different from what people would understand. So trauma-informed care in terms of refugees. Luella is a beautiful Filipino nurse also that works in the hospital in the neonatal unit, and she talks about the Filipino model of care and how community is really important, and she breaks down the value of face, and the value of face is very relevant to all our minority ethnic communities. And then Kim is Pacifica. She's a healthcare assistant that works also in the hospital, and she talks about the Pacifica model of care and relates it back to her stories as a Pacifica growing up in Dunedin, and the issues that our children face in terms of racism, bullying, suicide, just basically the difficulties that we face.
And so the stories that each brings to their own experience of navigating the health system or any systems here are also informed by where they've come from,
absolutely,
right? And the expectations about how you will navigate through bureaucracy and all the rest of it can be quite a different experience from our own. We make a lot of assumptions, don't we, about how people might navigate their way through.
Yeah.
It must be an incredible challenge, though, to go, okay, given this degree of diversity of experience, what common ideas can we settle on and agree on for how we manage the multiple interactions we're going to have with multiple ethnicities?
Yeah. And I guess the main focus on the workshop is not about understanding every single ethnicity that's here in Dunedin, but more about respecting and valuing us as people that have come into the country to for various reasons, whether it's as refugees or work purposes. There's a strong emphasis in my workshop about unconscious bias, empathy, respect, and the play of power in New Zealand. And basically, it's not about the research says that there's 200 different ethnic groups here in New Zealand. It's not about covering all those ethnic groups, but it's about treating everybody with respect and value that they deserve, really. And I think, communication is key, and that's what we tried to push, because if you communicate and you respect each other, then no matter what your ethnicity, religion, you're going to progress in life, basically. Yeah.
How would you measure the the impact or the success of this kind of work for you? What would you be looking for?
I guess it's not about measuring it in numbers, or it's not about quantifying the work. For me, it's about the difference that we can make for our children. And each of us that are standing there as presenters are thinking about the future generations that are coming up. We always believe that even if there's 30 in the room and one got our message, that our work is done. And so, I guess it's not about quantifying the work. It's about how much of change we can drive from a grassroots level for our communities or anyone that might be facing a difficult time in New Zealand. And it's not just about minority ethnic groups. It is really about treating people with respect and understanding.
And it's not just about navigating the health system per se, is it?
No. So I've presented at a business conference, and it's really about interactions with different people. While the work started for health because of the adverse events that had happened in the DHB, now at the workshops, I've got teachers, I've got police, I've got accountants. It relates to any professional in New Zealand, really. Cultural safety is important for every professional. Yeah.
And when you finish a workshop, when you go through 4.5 hours with a group, no doubt that generates some conversations as people are leaving and they're wrapping up at the end of it. What do they say to you about the value that they find in the workshop?
The feedback is brilliant. Often when we finish a workshop, people are quite surprised and stunned. And so even though we break the sessions up with dance and music, when we come to the end, it's always about giving people time to reflect because there's such power in the stories that are being told. And I guess they remember it because of the lived experiences. But the written feedback is brilliant. Yeah.
I suppose you'd then be interested, wouldn't you, in how that works in practice for those who then go away and have perhaps learned some new methodology, some new ideas about how to communicate in whatever working field they're in. It's a big job, though, isn't it? I mean, it's only going to get bigger. You've said this, given some statistics about the kind of numbers we're talking about here. So it must feel like you're kind of a small drop in a big pond around this. In your view, does this need to be extended wider?
Oh, absolutely. And that's my vision for next year. I mean, I guess the work started in 2022. We're now sitting in 2025. We've presented at 7 conferences and I've ran 8 workshops. And my vision for next year would be to take it wider because, like you said, everybody needs to hear this work. I have a very supportive team. We all believe in the same messages. What I would like for next year is to at least reach the South Island, like Christchurch, Timaru, Oamaru, those bigger cities, and then perhaps move it wider than that. I have had conversations with people in Te Whati Ora in Auckland, the people in terms of, I mean, the managers of people and culture within the DHB, and I'm hoping at some stage that they get the message. But while I'm still waiting, the work is going to carry on. I'm not just going to wait for somebody to say yes to me.
Clearly not.
No.
All right, you have another workshop coming up on the 18th of November. The format is that which you've already spoken about?
Yes.
Who would you like to see there?
I always believe that the people that want to receive our messages and are able to make change are the people that will attend my workshops. It's never a forced, I feel like people that are, I always believe that it's led by the universe. It's bigger than me. It's led by God. And I always feel that the people that are coming into the workshops are people that are ready to receive our messages because they are so powerful. So anyone,
Our listeners might expect, for example, that in those bigger government organisations, there would already be some of this work happening. But your experience is that it's, what, absent or just not enough?
No, I think what makes our work different is that a lot of work is happening in segregation. So, you know, there's a lot of focus on territory. no matter what organization that you work in. And I guess in places like Auckland, you have the ECALD modules, which are focused on refugees in a very focused way. So there is work happening. But what's different about our work is that we integrate a lot of different cultures into one, acknowledging the treaty and acknowledging Māori as our main leaders of our land. And so what I love about the work is that we have brought different cultures together, five strong women from five representing five different cultures. And when you come in, it's an integrated integrated voices from our communities. Yeah.
All right. Our listeners are going, okay, this is coming up on the 18th of November. How do I find out more and to register? Where should I go?
So visit at the website. It's called Worldwide Mosaic. There's an email address on the website. And if you could email me or call me, are they going to get the phone number so quickly?
Do it.
021-173-4778. So
you can always get in touch with the station. We can give you that number and pass it on. Great to talk with you, Manisha. I know we've already scratched the surface of what is an incredibly important piece of work that you and the others with you are doing here, but it's excellent to know that Worldwide Mosaic is providing this service. You have in the past conducted workshops here at Dunedin Community House, of course, and if you want to find out more about Dunedin Community House's service, you can find that online as well. Manisha, all the very best with your work, and thanks for taking some time to join us for House Guest today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150, email info@dch.org.nz, or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.